About 30 miles southeast of Harrison on the Buffalo National River is the tiny community of Gilbert. With a population of 14, Gilbert is Arkansas's smallest incorporated town. What keeps this little town going? That would be the historic Gilbert General Store. In the early 1900s, when this former railroad town was booming, the General Store was one of three in Gilbert. Today, it still sells some groceries, but is primarily a canoe outfitter for tourists who come to float the Buffalo. Half of the red brick building was built in 1901. The other half was added in 1906. Ben and Cindy Fruhoff are the store's fifth owners. They've been operating it since 1988. Gilbert General Store owner, Ben Fruhoff.
As for sales tax generating, this is the only business that keeps the town, per se, afloat. This is the cornerstone. This is the crown jewel. This is Gilbert.
The Gilbert General Store is listed on the National Register of Historic Places. It looks much like it would have when it opened its doors 110 years ago. With no air conditioning or heating, the store is hot in the summer and cold in the winter. But that's part of its charm. Ben Fruhoff's antique collection fills the store, creating a nostalgic atmosphere that makes you feel like you're stepping back in time. Some of these unique items have been in the General Store since it opened.
These shelves are original on the north and south wall.
Okay.
These tables, these 12-foot, I call them King Henry VIII tables, 12-foot long, 2-foot wide, 2-foot tall. They were original here in the store back then also, along with the register several of these other items, glass cases included, were here that Buck Mays, who built the store, ended up buying these items in St. Louis, which was really one of the big hubs at that time, and brought down to outfit his store. When the Gilbert store was robbed in 1911, they broke in, they wheeled that safe out this front door and had a Model T parked up to the front porch. They rolled that safe into the back of that Model T. It was so heavy it went through the bed onto the ground. And that they couldn't drive away because it was stuck. And that is a true story, but that safe is still here also.
From the late 1910s until 1997, the General Store doubled as the Gilbert Post Office. Outgoing postmasters would sell the mailboxes, scales, safes, and other postal items to the incoming postmaster. When the Postal Service decided to move the post office from the store, they were going to take all these items with them. To the Fruhoffs, these items were an important part of the store's historic character. The Postal Service told the Fruhoffs that if they could prove ownership of the postal items, they could keep them.
Well, knowing the past Postmaster General, Lucille Baker, we went and asked her if she had any documentation at all. And as a matter of fact, she had every receipt that she owned in reference to buying any item from the previous postmaster himself. And we were able to scan those, send them off. The inspector said, "Ben, you're fine. You have shown ownership. We will not touch them." So we were very fortunate, very blessed that Lucille Baker, the past postmaster, had every receipt in buying everything. So we were very lucky to keep the post office facade.
As you walk through the front door, on your right you'll still see over 70 antique mailboxes. Ben Fruhoff first became acquainted with Gilbert and its store in 1970 when he and his father pulled their canoe out of the Buffalo River and walked the short distance to sit on the General Store's front porch.
We were looking across the street, didn't even think of the store. Dad said to take a snapshot, and I looked at him and said, "Dad, you know, I don't even have a camera." He says, "With your mind's eye, this is heaven on earth." I said, "Wow, yeah." And that's actually stuck with me ever since.
Ben's father and a business partner began renting canoes in Gilbert in 1972. That same year, the Buffalo became a national river. After he graduated from college, Ben moved to Gilbert to help with and eventually take over his father's business. When the Fruhoffs bought the General Store in 1988, it became the home of Buffalo camping and canoeing. For Ben, the General Store has become his passion.
The store's got so much history, I just feel blessed to be a part of it. I really do. And I feel doubly blessed to be able to enlighten other folks, or at least get it out there so people can come back in time. I give you an idea of the soda pops that we're drinking. The lids don't screw off.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids nowadays, and I mean younger than us, they'll grab one and they're working on it. I say, "No, children, there's a pop top over here on this bar that will take that cap off." "Well, what are you talking about?" "We'll take a look." "Oh, oh, whoa, I've never seen one of these before. I get a lot of enjoyment out of that. I view it as the Park Service would view a piece of land, something for the masses for years to come. The history that we so quickly forget, to at least have a part of something that can be brought to the masses and the people that want to know and to be recorded, this is something I have control of. And I really relish that thought, to be in control of being the caretaker here at the Gilbert Store.
Again, the Gilbert General Store is home to Buffalo Camping and Canoeing. For more information on the General Store and canoe or cabin rentals, visit www.buffalocabins-canoes.com. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Luke Gramlich.